We're on the Fantastic Voyage, benefiting the Tom Joyner Foundation, helping students stay in school at historically black colleges. And we're on the Carnival Breeze. Here with us right now is Arnold Donald, the CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines, and the president, Christine Duffy. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you? You're looking good, man. I've been out like until 3:30 in the morning. You're looking good.
Long as I was subdued, non laid back, but I saw him getting down, man. Good morning. How are you? What are you doing?
Well, we're excited to have you guys on board, and I'm very excited to have our president for the Carnival Cruise brand here with me, Christine Duffy.
As you know, hi, Christine.
Good morning.
What? Yeah. What? You didn't know what to expect.
I thought you did. I thought I knew what to expect, but it was way beyond.
I kept seeing you over and over again going, mouth open, amazed.
I was pretty shocked to see the number of people up on that Lido deck watching the acts. They never left.
No.
They didn't leave to eat. I don't even know if they left to use the bathroom.
Exactly.
They were just packed in there having a ball.
And Arnold Donald, now I know why you're from New Orleans. He can jam. Yes.
Well,
New Orleans people know how to get down, and the CEO of Carnival Cruise Line is from New Orleans.
Yeah, he was doing his thing up there, man.
Now, I got to tell you guys, I cheated a little bit, though. I went to the practice party. I went to the practice team
party the night before.
So I could practice because, you know, with the practice coach and all those folks, it was a blast.
Let me explain the practice team. We've been doing this for 16 years. There's about 200 or 300 people that's been with us most of those years. And they're professionals. Like the head of the practice squad, did you know he's a doctor?
Yeah. Dr. John.
Dr. John.
If he's the last doctor on earth, I wouldn't go to him for a cold.
But he knows how to party on the
He knows how to party. And they call him the practice squad because they teach everybody else how to practice to get ready for the cruise.
And how to keep up.
And so once you sign up, you are turned over from the CSRs to the practice squad, and they communicate through social media, and they tell you everything you're supposed to know about how to do this thing, how to pace yourself, how to sneak in some rest.
Build up your stamina.
But mostly build up your stamina.
And the other great thing he does is, some people, they travel by themselves, and they can't afford to take a whole cabin. So he pairs people up, so that they can choose if they want to share a cabin. So it makes just great experience, possible.
Yeah.
So
it's and it only enhances the great Carnival experience that you have, because you have all of these people who really may not know each other, as you say, and then you have the people who are practiced at this, and then they come on this wonderful ship and just have an even better time.
So this is nice.
This is very
nice. The breeze is beautiful.
The breeze is nice.
And we've done the deal for next year.
Yeah,
we're going to be right back here.
We are so
on the breeze,
excited.
Right?
Well,
already.
Christine and her team are passionate and committed to making certain that every guest that sails on any Carnival ship anytime, but especially for the Fantastic Voyage, that their expectations are exceeded in terms of how they're treated and how they're respected and how they're facilitated to have a great time at the party with a purpose.
Yeah.
We are so honored and so excited that you're here this year, but that you're coming back. And I know we're sold out this year.
Yeah.
And I met with the crew early this morning, and they said, what incredible guests on board. People are nice. They're having fun.
Yeah.
They're dancing. Was on the elevator this morning. A gentleman, I was coming down at 7, and he was just going back to bed.
At
7 a.m. He hardly had a voice.
I want to just encourage
people. And that was just day one, Christine.
I know. I said, how are you going to keep up?
This is an 8-day cruise. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage people, get in now for next year.
Get in there.
Because,
there
were no discounts. Don't wait for the discounted cabins. It's not going to happen.
No.
It's way popular. And if you want to have this great experience, you need to book early and come on board. Plus, the earlier you book, you get to pick your cabin and stuff. So they're all great. There's no bad cabin on the ship.
No.
And you're not in the cabin most of the times anyway.
No.
You're out partying. There's
all
so much
this stuff
going
I've
on.
Got going on, and
yeah,
you in the cabin?
There's so much going
that's
on.
That's insulting.
Or you meet Christine in the elevator
that's
as you're
right.
going
yeah.
up.
Yeah, yeah.
What I really love, though, is when we dock or when we pull out, the Carnival ships that are next to us and the people on board those ships looking at us.
And they say, we want to go with you.
We want to be with them.
Take us with you.
That's the best.
Yeah,
especially for the ones who were getting off the ship in Miami while we were getting on.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, the way it was rocking on the ship last night before we sailed off, I think everybody in Miami wanted to be on the ship because it was awesome.
Just
it
day
was
one.
Just okay, prom night. You remember your prom?
I do remember all my proms.
You do?
Who'd you go with on your prom? Who's your prom date?
I'm still wearing my same gown. Because
you can.
You're going to wear your original gown?
Because she can.
Extra points.
Christine's still being asked to go to proms.
I've never seen such an interesting avocado shape before.
I was a prom of the 70s.
But it's really great to have you both on the ship with us as well. It really is. It speaks very highly of you all, and just the fact that you are, you know,
wanted to make sure
part of the
that
whole
everything
foundation.
Rolls smoothly.
This is so important for us, and sincerely, we're honored, and we are so excited, and we just want to make sure that everything goes exactly the way we planned, and that we exceed all
It's a party with a purpose.
Yeah, look, we're having a great time, but we do want to thank you and the foundation and Reach Media and Radio One for what you guys do. For all those students at historically black colleges, universities in America, it really is a great purpose. You're making a huge difference in the quality of lives, not just for those that get the scholarships and the other assistance, but all those that they impact. So the quality of life in America is better because of what you guys do with the Tom Jones Foundation. We're glad to be a part of it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's great. Okay. We're the Fantastic Voyage, benefiting the Tom Jones Foundation, helping students stay in school at historically black colleges.